And now for our story. Some amazing revelations were made to Max Tilley yesterday by Dr. Benson in regard to Mary Southern's condition. What these revelations were, we do not know. But we do know that it had a marked effect on Max. And he seems to feel that Benjamin Carter is to blame for it. Mary evidently doesn't know about the extent of her condition. Nor does she know what Max knows. That Carter was responsible for her poisoning. Maybe that explains what is about to follow in our episode today. We find Mary in the living room, bundled up in a big comfortable chair. And of all people, who should be speaking to her but Benjamin Carter?
I don't quite know what to say, Mr. Carter. This visit is unexpected.
Mr. Max will be home soon, Mrs. Southern.
Never mind, Viola. Please sit down, Mr. Carter.
Thank you, Mrs. Tilley. If you don't mind, I just stopped to pay my respects.
That's very thoughtful of you.
I'd heard about your illness, and I can't tell you how glad I am that you're getting along so nicely.
Well, thank you, Mr. Carter. I'm doing as nicely as can be expected, so my doctor tells me.
That's Dr. Benson, I believe.
Yes. Of course, he's the best doctor in town.
Yes, I have great respect for Dr. Benson.
Well, I'm sure you didn't come to talk about my doctor. I'll not insist.
Of course, how stupid of me. You see, Mrs. Tilley, well, maybe I should say right off that I've always been sorry that you've been against me in this town.
Oh, I haven't been against you. I haven't agreed with your business practices, but I have no personal dislike for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Now, this poisoning of yours...
You know about it, of course?
Oh, yes, yes. The news spread quite rapidly over town, and you don't know how upset I felt. You know, this happening in the basement of my hotel, and people knew of our business differences, that is, your husband's and mine, and the bad effect it's had upon the springs water and the hotel and all. I've been awfully sorry about this.
Yes, I don't know what this may mean to the town of Sanders. I don't think so much about myself, but if the publicity ruins the sale of the spring water, well, it's going to mean a great loss to our people here.
Yes, I've thought of that, too. I've always been sorry that we couldn't have gotten together, your forces and mine, to have prevented this. And
what do you mean, Mr. Carter? How could we have prevented this by our forces, as you say, getting together?
Oh, I didn't mean it the way you take it. I mean by working together. That is, all of the people in a town, they help each other and they keep unfortunate things from happening. And I'm getting all mixed up in what I meant to say.
Yes, Mr. Carter, you are.
Well, all I meant is that I'd like to be white about things now. I'm sorry for all that's gone before. The differences, I mean. I'd just like to be a little more friendly.
Mr. Carter, if you really mean this...
Mrs. Tilley, I do. Upon my word of...
Your tea, Mrs. Tilley.
Yes, sir.
Oh, are you quite all right?
Yes, Burberry.
I'll serve it on the other side, if you don't mind.
Please do, Burberry. Will you have some tea, Mr. Carter?
Why, Oh, my hand.
Mr. Burberry.
Oh, so sorry, sir. Stupid of me.
Oh, I'm surprised at you, Burberry. I've never seen you so careless before.
I'm awfully sorry, madam. I beg you of your pardon. I shall have another pot of tea here directly.
Oh, careless idiot.
Oh, Burberry, just let the tea go now.
Very good, madam.
I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Carter. I've never seen Burberry so unsteady.
It's quite all right, Mrs. Tilley. Quite all right. Well, I'm afraid I've tired you out with all my talking.
I do have to be careful until I get stronger. I'm sorry you couldn't have tea with me since you've been so considerate as to inquire about my health.
Well, maybe I haven't been as neighborly as I might have been. But if you'll only let me...
I must warn you, Mr. Carter. My husband is not too kindly disposed toward you. Probably much less so than I'm inclined to be.
Yes, I understand. Well, maybe with your kind offices, Mrs. Tilley, we can reach some understandings, your husband and I. I might say, confidentially, my influences from certain quarters are not too insignificant to be of help to you. And I do believe your husband needs help now, doesn't he?
If you mean to inquire about Mr. Tilley's business, you'll have to find that out for him.
Oh, I don't mean to offend Mrs. Tilley.
Very well, I'll take no offense. I'd like only too well to stop this fighting among different people here in Sanders and have some harmony for the good of all.
You can count on me, Mrs. Tilley. I think Dr. Benson has found that to be true also.
Oh, you mean Dr. Benson has received help from you, Mr. Carter?
Oh, well, maybe I shouldn't say that. Now I think I've tired you about enough, my dear lady, with all of this talk, and if you'll permit me, I'll go now and wish you a quick recovery.
Very well, Mr. Carter. I hope that Only good will come from this visit.
Good day, then. Do I go out this way?
Just a minute. Bradbury.
Yes, madam?
Bradbury, when will dinner be served?
Within the half hour, madam.
Mr. Carter, since you couldn't have tea with me, maybe you will accept my hospitality for dinner. I expect Mr. Tilly to be home shortly.
Well, that's awfully kind of you, Mrs. Tilly. I'd like to very much, but it just occurs to me I've made a previous engagement for this evening, if you don't mind.
I see. And Burberry, show Mr. Carter to the door.
Sir.
Goodbye, Mrs. Tilly.
Goodbye, Mr. Carter.
This way, sir.
Oh, Jean Mary, I'll bet you're all worn out listening to that awful man.
Oh, it's strange why he came here. But I'm grateful if he is honestly having a change of heart toward the people of Sanders.
If that man had a change of heart, it'd flop right back again like a pancake.
You'd better go help Burberry with dinner, Viola, so that everything's ready when Mr. Max comes home.
Yeah, I'll go right now. But the very idea that man came.
Blighter, scoundrel, rogue, coming to a man's house when he's away. If we caught him coming here with the Mrs. Helders to bed, we'd certainly toss him out of his top. What else shall I say?
Now what are you mumbling about, my little Burby?
Oh, don't call me by that silly name. How many times must I tell you to stop it?
Go on, you like it, Burby, and I do too.
Well, of course I do, but don't call me by it. It makes me feel so silly. Table must be set, my dear.
Okay, come on, get your hands in the silver.
Do not forget my little rhododendron. When one is on duty, he puts aside the little personal formalities and remembers his craft in serving those whom he's hired to serve.
In plain English, you mean to say, quit kidding, old bean, and get the table set.
Oh, my dear, all of my painstaking efforts to teach you, the requirements of formality come to naught when you speak.
Sweet, you're getting us off the subject with all this stiff-shirt business. Let down your hair, as Max says, so as I can see your face. That's what you need to do sometimes, Burby. You need to let down your hair.
Let down my hair? Impossible. Oh, such language. One would think I was growing a nest of something up there on my top. Viola, you must, I repeat it, you must stop such conversation.
Oh, gee, I love you when you get this way. Very, very English, but between you and me and the lamppost, I don't think Max Tilly's going to be very pleased when he comes home and finds out Carter's been here.
Well, at least I've done my best. Put the plain service on this evening, if you please.
Plain or fancy, all plates look plain to me. But what do you think about this Carter coming here tonight, Burby?
Why, my dear, honestly, I wanted to catch him by the scruff of the pants and boot him back off the dust.
And I felt the same way. You mark my word, that man Carter didn't come here for any good reason.
My dear, in England, we would not let a man of that type pass the first door without proper credentials. Why, the man did not even have a card to announce whom he was.
Oh, listen, you might as well forget them ideas here in America. Why, only the ritzy people have calling cards.
I shall never give up the little formalities of conduct that make life worthwhile, my dear Viola.
Then they'll bury you with a calling card in your hand. Because on account of you can't reform America. Too many English butlers have already tried.
Ah, but someday they shall see the light, these Americans, to those graces which make all social intercourse proper and enjoyable.
Okay, good. Say, I wonder what's keeping Max.
Mr. Tilly, if you please. Mm-hmm. We do not prefer to be treated with familiarity by those who serve us. Oh, heavens, who can that be?
Master Max?
No, it isn't Master Tilly. It has his key.
Well, why don't you go see?
All right, I will. Finish the table promptly. See if everything is in proper form.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, good evening, Mr. Tilly. I expected to... I thought you have your key, sir.
I guess I left my keys in my other pants this morning, Burberry. Where's Mary?
She's in the living room, sir.
How's she been today?
Huh? Quite well. Oh, that is, as well as we expected, you know.
Thanks.
Oh, Max, darling.
Hello.
Oh, I've waited so long for you.
Huh?
I thought this day would never end. Well, you look tired. Come sit down by me and tell me all about what you've done today.
Oh, there's not much to tell, Mary. You feel all right?
A little tired, but much better.
I'm glad. I stopped in to see Doc Benson this afternoon.
Oh, what did he say about me, Max?
He thinks you're coming along all right.
Is that all?
He says that you'll get well.
I know that. Oh, I have some news for you, too.
Yeah?
I had a visitor this afternoon.
Visitor?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
somebody I know?
Well, somebody you're not too fond of.
Who?
Benjamin Carter.
Benjamin Carter?
Yes.
You mean to say that that man came here while I was away? In my own house?
Yes, but Max, I...
So, he had the nerve to come here, huh?
Well, don't let it worry you, Max.
Well, Mary, I gotta go upstairs for a minute.
Oh, don't make it too long, Max. Dinner's almost ready.
Oh, I may be gone out for a little while.
Oh, Max, you'll spoil the whole dinner. Can't it wait?
No, it can't wait. I gotta take care of it now. It's too late. I should have done it. I should have done it.
What should Max have done? And what is he going to do now? Mary probably didn't realize how Max would feel about Benjamin Carter coming to his home. But Mary doesn't know all that Max knows. She doesn't know what Max found out yesterday when he talked to Dr. Benson. Carter's visit undoubtedly will leave a different picture in Max Tilly's mind than it left in Mary's. Be sure to listen to the next episode in the life of Mary Southern. Brought you with the best wishes of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.